appears, you know, with looking with the monocular down in this to a crater like Tarantius Gulf, that there's shadows which appear, rather than to be peaks, they appear to be slight small boulders of some sort.
Okay, are they down in the center of the crater, Gene?
Yeah, they all seem to be down in the flat portion of the crater.
Hey, tell Jack to look at these little ridges we have here. They look like they're all, they could be 400 to 500 feet elevated and run in various patterns. They're standing out pretty good on our monitor.
Roger, we see them real good, Tom. Okay, it appears you're showing us furnace gulfs there now, Tom.
And Houston, on Messier A, it appears, I would have to say there's boulders on the slope leading towards the same direction we're moving.
Roger.
These are thrown out on the rim. Setier Kilo is another one which appears to have boulders, and you can contrast them very easily from the little pinpoint craters around the edge. They just stand out differently, and they appear to be boulders that are out on the rim, out on the edges of the rim. Okay.
Roger. Which one are you looking out of now, Jane?
Tom's got it out the hatch window.
Okay. Just for your info, we're seeing the RTV on the side of the window, and it's pretty much in focus, as is the lunar surface.
We should have Gutenberg coming up the other way. Gene's got it out the right window. He'll be looking to the south.
Joe, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that might be Gutenberg right there. And I'm looking, showing you the central peak, which is very clear on my monitor here.
Roger, that's where all the pencils are pointing down here, Gino.
Okay, tell Jack that we're passing over the Apollo Ridge right now, looking down.
Well, listen, you guys, that color is really spectacular. That really brings it home.
Okay, and it's now kind of a, it's still half between gray and brown right now, Joe.
Jack, you're looking at some of those depressions that go right through some of the craters now, and they're very flat, and where the shadow, where they're shallow, we can see right to the bottom of them.
Roger.
The spacecraft should be just about opposite landing site 1 at this time.
Roger. Portion of our screen now.
And I don't know what. Okay, I don't know whether Tom can scan on Censorinus, but Censorinus should be just to the right of that in the hills.
Roger, we copy. And you had a real interesting little dome with about five or six small craters in it there that was an awful interesting look at.
Yeah, around this area you can tell there's strictly lots of volcanic activity and cones in there. And that's Censorinus from the oblique view.
Censorinus is a relatively new lunar crater and of great scientific interest.
Here we come. Here's the crater Masculine.
Roger, we copy.
You can see the shadow in it?
Roger, it stands out real good, Tom.
There's some shadows in there like there might be a boulder. There's Masculine.
Okay, we're going to try and show you some of these whales. Diamondback rill and the Sidewinder rill that are going across here that are very distinctive. They appear to be very shallow in areas, and the bottom seems smooth. However, some of the area that goes perpendicular to the sunline is deep enough to be in shadow.
Okay, we copy all that, Dale.
Up this Masculine B. And here's our little nicknames. The rails, Diamondback and Sidewinder.
Boy, 10 inches Houston, those rails and all these details are really coming out great. And that color doesn't hurt a thing.
Tom's going to try and get you Mokey, and then, of course, right adjacent is site number 2, and we're coming into the Terminator. We're not sure how much of it you can see, but you should be looking right at the area right now.
Okay, at the bottom of your screen is Mokey. And right about there is landing site 2. It's still awful dim, and the sun's starting to shaft the window, but landing site 2 is right to the left of the crater you see. That's where we'll be going down tomorrow to photograph.
Roger that, Tom. And we're still getting a real good picture on that. There's a lot of good detail, although the color is starting to fade out a little.
Yeah. Now, you can even get some as we start across the Terminator. If I can just keep the sunlight off the window, you can see it.
Okay, Tom. And could you go to the inside on ALC and the 2.2 on your camera now?
Jack, the area now that's being uncovered by light in the landing site 2 area looks a little bit rugged.
Copy that, rugged.
Okay, and the rear you see besides smoke is what we have termed as Highway US-1.
Roger, we're getting that loud and clear, Tom. That shows up real good.
The sun is coming right on the window. We're hitting the Terminator, so it's kind of rough. I'm going to have to knock it off here, so I don't want to hurt the tube. And when the sun goes down, we'll shoot back there, and maybe we'll give you a little picture of the corona.
Okay, mighty fine, Tom. That was just fantastic.
Okay, Gino will try to shoot it outside for a minute there.
All right, oh.
Okay.
10, this is Houston. Before you terminate the TV, before you secure it, we'd like to have a color chart shot so we can calibrate things.
Okay, stand by.
No hurry on that at all, just before you secure that.
Okay, Joe, looks like that's going to be all we can show. I wanted to show you Theophilus looking across the Terminator. It's got two very distinct central peaks. It's a huge crater. The peaks are still lit. The backside rim is still lit. But I don't think I've been able to show it to you from what I can see on my monitor.
Okay, we picked it up down here, Gino.
Well, it didn't come in too good on my monitor. I was hoping to get it to you before we passed too far away from it, but we'll show you a color chart here in a minute.
Okay, mighty fine.
Among the interested observers here in Mission Control is astronaut Jack Schmidt, who is also a geologist and worked with the crew prior to this mission on lunar feature identification.
By 1 second, Joe, we got to cover up a window slightly here.
We'll knock it off right after this because we've got to repress the limb and get on with the limb activities.
Roger that, Tom. Okay, we're picking up the color chart now. Give us about 5 or 10 seconds of that.
Say when, Joe. I'll just hold this.
Okay, that's good enough right there, Gino. Thank you very much.
Okay, I guess we'll go off the air for today.
Yeah, that should have been a good enough show for today there.
That's an outstanding show. Really great, and the colors were great too. Okay, we're not recommending this, Ken, but your TEI 5 pad is go in case you do need to use it.
Yeah, we'd like to stick around for a while here.
Roger that. Okay, Apollo 10, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Joe.
Roger, Gino. Before you start activating, we'd like to get a LEM CM Delta P readout from you. And while you're up there, would you look for see if you can find any Mylar hanging around in the cabin dump valve there?
Okay, we fully expect to find it in the LEM cabin dump valve.
Roger.
The total duration on that television transmission from the moon was 29 minutes 9 seconds. At this time we estimate that the change of shift briefing will occur at about 9:15 Central Daylight Time.
Apollo 10, Houston.
Ahead, Houston.
Okay. Hey, listen, while you're activating there, if you've got somebody that can copy down some updates, I've got a map update and a couple of landmark tracking update pads. And hey, let me know when you're ready to copy.
Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, Gino, I'll give you your map update pad first. It's for Rev 4. LOS will be 815301 820448 823911. Sunrise will be at 820041. Sunset 831308. And 10, this is Houston. I'll go ahead with these landmark updates, and you can read back the whole thing at once if you want to.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is your landmark tracking update, F1. 823845. 823347. 000 326 000. North 071220. That concludes F1. Coming up now with Bravo 1. 825547 83 0050 000 274 000. North 304825. That concludes, and standing by for the readback.
Stand by 1 second.
Roger that.
Okay, Joe, here they come real quick. Rev 4 is 815301, 820448, 823911, 820041, 831308. You with me?
Roger, that's correct.
F1 is 823845, 824347, 3 balls, 326 and 3 balls, north 071220.
Roger that, go ahead.
825547, 830050, 3 balls, 274, 3 balls, north 304825.
Readback's correct, Zeno. Thank you.
We have some preliminary figures from our flight dynamics officer on that LOI-2 maneuver. We were shooting for an orbit 60.06 by 60.06 nautical miles, and our preliminary tracking shows that we obtained an orbit of 59.7 by 60.2, which of course is very close to the pre-planned.